Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, the media manipulation in this country that has been so prevalent over the past 4 years may well have been dealt a crushing blow this week, and we're going to get into exactly what the ramifications of that will be in just a moment. Also, we'll be talking a little bit about the cocaine that was found in the White House, if you can believe that, of all places to find cocaine. Cocaine was found at the White House. We'll get into that after a little bit of a deep dive into this media manipulation decision, because this week a judge ruled that the Biden administration, the government, cannot collude with private companies, social media companies, the way they've been doing for how long? Folks, immediately, to prove the guilt, immediately, this administration says, oh, well, we're filing an appeal. We're filing an appeal because, according to them, they should be able to contact Facebook, Twitter, any social media, and basically strong-arm them into taking down anything they don't like, anything that they say is false information, anything that they feel would hurt them in some way, shape, or form. Now, this is total control of the media, and you obviously cannot have that. You obviously cannot have that in this country. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there saying, well, you know, what's the big deal if somebody takes down a Facebook post or somebody takes down a tweet? There is a big deal, folks. Let me explain what the big deal is. When the pandemic hit this country, every single person on the left hid behind follow the science. Look at all of the doctors, look at all of the virologists, look at all of the professionals who do this for a living. And they're telling you wear masks, they're telling you stay indoors, they're telling you to get vaccinated. You can't deny the science. And if you went onto social media, or you went onto Twitter, or you went onto YouTube, every single person there were spouting those exact same talking points. You couldn't find anyone that wasn't. So presumably, to most people, that meant that the consensus was very clear, that they were right. You should wear the mask. You should get vaccinated. You should stay 6 feet away from people. Social distance. And in fact, there were tons of virologists and doctors and scientists and professionals who were saying, this isn't going to do any good. The masks will not work. It's like throwing sand at a chain link fence. It's just going to let the particles right on through. There were people who were saying, listen, this vaccine could potentially work. It could potentially have terrible side effects. We don't know because we don't have enough data on it. It's relatively new. We had people saying social distancing is really arbitrary. It doesn't really make much sense. 6 feet, 8 feet, 4 feet, who really knows? You know what happened? They were all taken down. All of them were taken down. By the order of, well, you can say, well, Trump was in office at the time, but just barely. And already they were colluding with people who were planning on winning the next election. See, this is what the dirty little secret is. The liberals will tell you, well, Trump is in the White House, so if those things were taken down at that time, it was the Trump administration who was bullying Facebook to do it. Oh, no, that's not true. How much money did Mark Zuckerberg throw into the Biden campaign? And you honestly think in your wildest dreams that Mark Zuckerberg is going to listen to the Trump campaign? Please, don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. They were already colluding. While Trump was still in office, this next administration was colluding. They were colluding with the media to only give you the information they wanted you to have. But it's not just social media, folks. It was the news media, too. They didn't have a guest on any show that said anything except, wear your mask, take your vaccine, stay 6 feet apart, and don't go out unless it's absolutely necessary. And the few and far between that did were slammed as anti-science crazy people. You remember all that. You remember it may have cost you your job. It may have cost you your business. It may have cost your child his schooling and education for more than a year. You remember all that, right? Well, let's come full circle now, and let's talk about it. Because now that the cat is out of the bag, the CDC says 6 foot was always just arbitrary. In fact, it was the politicians who were pushing that. We never said that would do any good. That's exactly what they said. They now say, oh, we never really said that would do any good. It was just an arbitrary number. Oh, I thought it was follow the science. Then, of course, the vaccine companies came out and said, we never said that if you take this vaccine, you can't get COVID. We never said that. We also never said that you couldn't spread it. We said it might prevent it. We said it might help you get a lesser case of it if you do get a case of it. We don't know. We never guaranteed anything. Oh, but Joe Biden did. Joe Biden said if you take the vaccine, you can't get it, you can't spread it. Was he fact-checked? Was he shut down? He was not. Anyone who said the virus came out of the Wuhan lab was banned from Facebook, or their posts were taken down at the very least, and Twitter, and YouTube. And now the general consensus is, well, of course it comes from the Wuhan lab. Now the funny thing is now the left are like, well, of course it did. I mean, we knew that all the time. Yeah, did you? Well, you weren't reporting it. As a matter of fact, you were saying we were tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists if we even mentioned it. You see, when you control the narrative 100%, then you can control the minds of the people. If I were to tell you that green M&Ms cured high blood pressure, and I was to find 10 people willing to say, yeah, he's absolutely correct, cured mine, yep, I'm a scientist, and there's something in it that does, and 4 million scientists said you're full of crap, but I didn't let those 4 million scientists speak. I told every platform, shut them down. I told every news media, do not put them on, for fear of the DOJ and the FBI coming to get you if you do. The only thing you'd hear is people who said, yeah, green M&Ms work, and you'd think they worked, because you don't hear any opposing voices. That's the danger of suppressing speech. And that's what the Biden administration has done. They've given you a narrative, and then they forced media into promoting that narrative and absolutely forbidding them to promote any other theory or let any other opposing voice speak. When you control that narrative, you control the minds of the people, and that's exactly what they attempted to do. This judge has said enough. You cannot do it. Jen Psaki, former press secretary, stood right at the podium and said, we have weekly meetings. We have weekly meetings with Twitter and Facebook about what they'll publish and what they won't, what they'll allow and what they won't. Flat out admitted it. Flat out admitted it. But it wasn't just COVID that they suppressed information about. When Hunter Biden's laptop came out, it was Russian disinformation, and if you said anything other than it was Russian disinformation, you were not allowed to speak on news media, you were not allowed to post on Facebook, you were not allowed to post on Twitter, you were not allowed to put up a video on YouTube. That was it. It was Russian disinformation, and that's all you need to know. No opposing voices, no different viewpoints, no, well, it could be, no. It is this. This is what you'll believe. and that's it. That's a totalitarian government. And most people just don't have the time to do their own research, or they just turn on the news and say, well, I don't know. I turned on the news and they said that, and then I went on to my social media and they said that, and then I watched two videos and they said that. It must be true. It's not. That's how easily you can be manipulated when social media and regular media is controlled. And that's what the Biden administration has been doing, controlling the narrative. Now, they may not be able to do it anymore. But truthfully, the cat is out of the bag, folks, because we talked about COVID and we talked about the Hunter Biden laptop. But there was more to it than that. You know, a lot of people said Fox News was sued because of the Dominion voting machine thing, saying the Dominion voting machines was rigged. Here's the problem. They may not have been rigged, but you still have the right to question the results of this election. As a voter, as a citizen of the United States, you have a right to say, I just think this is really odd that Joe Biden got more votes than any president in the history of the United States, including Barack Obama. I find that very, very odd. I also find it odd that he beat Donald Trump when Donald Trump got more votes than any incumbent in the history of the United States, when he didn't even run a campaign. He stayed in his basement. That doesn't sound logical. So let's look for answers. Could it be the voting machines? Could it be the change in the election laws? Could it be shenanigans at the polling booth? You have the right to ask those questions. This is the moral equivalent of going to a doctor and getting a bad diagnosis and them saying, this is your option. And you say, well, I don't necessarily like that option. Can I get a second opinion? No. Would you like that? Would you think that that's a great way to practice medicine? Well, it's not a great way to practice politics either. You have the right to question everything in the United States of America, and that includes the validity of an election, but you were not allowed to do it. You were told if you do this, you're going to be a target of the DOJ. They're going to think of you as an insurrectionist, a conspiracy theorist, someone who's anti-government. You better not put anything on your social media that says that, because Big Brother's watching you. You see how that threat works? That's what they do in Russia. That's what they do in North Korea. If you say anything bad about the government, Big Brother's watching you. You're going to get a knock on your door. You better not say that. In China, they do that. There are people who are actually protesting the government on the news, saying some bad things about the news. They were pulled right out while they were on television. While they were on television, they came and got them. Now, you can't say that on our television. Nothing but good things, this government. That's where we were heading, folks. This is not in any way, shape, or form. This is not allowing social media to propagate hate speech, because they still have the right as a privately owned company and the obligation to take down things that are definitely beyond the community standards. For instance, if I was to say, I heard that if you vote in this polling place today, there's going to be people outside waiting to beat you up or rob you or kill you. And I have no factual information to back that up. That's ludicrous. And that's attempting to suppress votes, and that should be taken down. However, if I can back it up and I can say, look, Antifa said they're going to be there and they're going to, you know, make sure that they're going to intimidate people. Well, you can't take that down. That's a warning. And it's a legitimate warning. See, there's a subtle difference there, folks. There are things that bear taking down. And then there are things that you have to say, well, this is an opinion. Opinion is allowed in the United States of America. This is why Dominion won their lawsuit. News isn't supposed to be opinion. So if a newscaster comes on and says Dominion voting machines are rigged and they don't have any facts to back that up, then you're liable for a lawsuit. However, if I'm on this air saying, you know, I think these Dominion voting machines are kind of shaky, that's my opinion. My opinion is they pulled some shenanigans. I'm allowed to do that. That's my opinion. I have the right to an opinion even if it's wrong. See, what they're trying to change is you don't get an opinion. You don't get to voice that opinion unless they claim it's a fact. But who are the fact checkers? Well, if you happen to be on Facebook or Twitter, you knew who the fact checkers were because you would say things that were absolutely fact. Let me give you an example of how the fact checkers worked. I made a post congratulating the FBI on rescuing over 100 children who were heading for sex trafficking. And I said that they were in a semi-truck, the bed of a semi-truck. I think it was in North Carolina when they were rescued. And said, this is inaccurate. False information. When you clicked it, it said they weren't in the bed of a semi-truck. It was a bus. Is that a huge difference? Does that make the story false? Or does that just make, well, okay, I mistook a bus for the semi? It does not change the actual story. It's like saying so-and-so shot someone while wearing a red dress, and they say, that's not true. It was a blue dress. Doesn't matter. They took the story down because they didn't want you to read it. You know why they didn't want you to read it? They didn't want you to read it because they clearly came from across that border, and they clearly were taking children that they were claiming were their own children and trafficking them. And that would have made it look bad for the Biden administration, who was saying, come on over the border. Bring all the children you got. If you say they're yours, they're yours. We're not going to fact check that. We're just going to fact check the person who said it's a tractor trailer instead of a bus. See how that works? When you control the media and you also control the fact checkers, you can put whatever narrative you want out there. You can say whatever you want. This is what they did with the Donald Trump Russian collusion, right? They knew it was false. They had CNN and MSNBC and everybody else say it was the truth. They had certain papers print that it was the truth. And suddenly it became the truth because there was no opposing voices except Donald Trump saying it's not true, but even he couldn't get a. They took the president of the United States off of Twitter. They literally said the president cannot post in his own defense. Think about that for a minute. If you were on trial, let's say a girl says you robbed her and mugged her. And you say, I've never seen this girl before in my life. And she says, I know this person. I went to school with him, and his name is Jack, and my name's Marcus. And I'm just waiting for my turn. And then he did this, and he did that, and he did this, and that's when he robbed me, and blah, blah, blah. And I say, okay, well, I have evidence here, and I would like to speak. No, you don't get to speak. You're a disgusting individual, and you obviously robbed and beat this girl, and you're going to jail. Oh, but I have evidence. Oh, no, you don't get a chance. Only the victim gets a chance. Would that be fair? Is that the way you want justice in this country? Because that's exactly what's been happening with this administration and the media. They've given you one set narratives. That's it. No opposing voice. No nothing. And anyone who does oppose that voice is vilified and called a conspiracy theorist or a nut. They even tried it with parents. They said, we're not teaching CRT in the schools. And anyone who says we are teaching CRT in the schools is a liar and a nut and a racist. And then lo and behold, little Johnny or little Jane brings home their homework, and it's clearly CRT. Clearly. Not teaching about slavery. I don't want to hear that. We're still teaching about slavery every day in schools, as we should be. That's nothing to do with CRT. And then when they found out, and the parents were like, well, this is clearly CRT. And worse than that, there were some things that were sexualizing our children in there, and we're going to these school board meetings. And when they got up and said, hey, I found this in my kid's home, you don't get to talk, you're a terrorist. You've raised your voice here. Are you threatening me? Are you saying that you're going to kill me? Are you saying that I'm unfit? Are you making veiled threats? You can't do that. See how they tried to do that? See how they tried to suppress opposing voices? They'll take anything you say. Donald Trump said, march to the Capitol, be peaceful, but make your voices heard. And you know what they said? When he said be peaceful, he really meant be violent. When he said make your voices heard, he meant storm the Capitol. According to who? You? So if I walk into a bank and I say, I'd like to get a loan. Are you robbing me? No, I'd like to get a loan. Police! He's robbing me. And I thought, well, I'm not robbing you. Oh, no, you're trying to rob him. You're going to jail. You're an attempted bank robber. And I don't get to speak? That's what they tried to do, folks. Because they understood that if you knew the real truth, you wouldn't vote for Joe Biden. They understood if you knew the real truth, you wouldn't close your business. They understood if you knew the real truth, you wouldn't stay home from work. You wouldn't wear a mask. They knew that. Now, I don't blame all the people that wore masks. You were scared to death. This was something new for everybody, some kind of pandemic. They said it was going to supposedly kill zillions of people, right? But they were only giving you half the story. Oh, tell them to wear a mask and they'll feel safe. What's that you say? Virologists are coming out saying the masks don't do any good. Don't let them speak. They'll ruin our plan. And what was that plan? Let's see if we can control the people. Let's see if we can get them to quit their jobs, quit their school, close their businesses, wear masks for the good of the Green New Deal. Not drive, stay in their homes. Let's see if we can get them to do that. As long as we've got this opportunity, we might as well push it to its limits. Right? Now, social media went right along with that. They went right along with it, just like they went right along with the vaccine. Now, I'm not saying the vaccine can't help you. Maybe it can. But what I was saying, and I've always said, is risk versus reward. If you're a 70-year-old diabetic with a heart condition and you're still fairly active around people, well, you probably can't afford to get COVID. And if you think that vaccine will protect you, even if it does do some other damage later on, your risk might be worth the reward. If you're a 20-year-old soccer player who's never been sick in his life and runs 8 miles a day, I don't think you need it. But that's your decision. Risk versus reward. See, in the United States of America, we're supposed to be free to decide. The left only wants you to decide if you decide what they decide is best for you. How about if I decide you change the election laws in this country illegally in order to propagate a candidate that couldn't win otherwise? That's my opinion. I have some facts to back that up. Go look at the election laws. Go see how they were changed. Ask yourself if they were legally changed. And if they were legally changed, how come the governors of every single one of those states that illegally changed them back saying it's unconstitutional right after the election? How come? So I have a right to my opinion, and my opinion is you did it on purpose. I don't know if the Dominion voting machines were rigged. I think it's worth asking a question. Why can't you ask that question? Is there any question we should not be allowed to ask as Americans in the United States of America, especially does my vote count? Isn't that a pretty basic question that you should be able to ask? You can't ask that. If you ask that, you're a domestic terrorist. Does this vaccine really work? Oh, you're a science denier. This coming from people. We're science deniers. But a man can be a woman by just saying I'm a woman. But we're the science deniers. This is the place it's coming from. This is why this needs to end. Facebook is a private company. If tomorrow they said only Democrats are welcome on here, fine. We know the rules then, at least. But when you say it's a free and open exchange of ideas, and it's not, it's controlled by the government, that's the Stasi. That's how government controls its people, by manipulating the media. If you know your history, then you will know that that's a fact. Communist regimes and totalitarian regimes control their people by controlling the media. Only the information they want you to have will you ever receive. So you don't question anything because you don't hear any opposing voices. Well, this judge has shot it down. And immediately this administration, instead of saying, we weren't doing that to begin with, so we don't care. Right? Wouldn't that be what they said? Well, the judge can rule whatever he wants. We weren't doing it anyway. So this doesn't really affect us one way or the other. Did they say that? No. You know what they said? We're appealing this immediately. Oh, I thought you weren't doing it. If you weren't doing it, what do you care? You liars. The only way the left can win is if they control every single portion of the media, every single portion of the argument. It's like playing a game and only one side can decide the rules, and the rules are arbitrary and changes whenever the other side is losing. That's what the left is. The left is the person that's playing Monopoly, and if they're losing, the person with the least money is the winner. If they're winning, the person with the most money is the winner. Can't win that game if they get to set the rules arbitrarily whenever they want at any time and you have no recourse. That's what was happening in this country. This judge maybe has put a stop to it. And at very least, he has revealed that they were really doing it. Not that we should have any question. Jen Psaki said the quiet part out loud and said we were meeting with them on a weekly basis. But now, even if they wanted to, they can't. So now we'll see. All of a sudden, by the way, have you noticed? All of a sudden, you can say whatever you want about Hunter Biden's laptop. You can say the virus came out of the Wuhan lab. You can say vaccines don't work and masks never did. You can say all that. All of a sudden, why? If this was such horrible information and it was so dangerous, how come I can say it now? I still can't say hate speech now. If I said something horrible about, I'm Irish, so I'll say the Irish. Let's say I said something horrible about Irish. They take me down, and rightfully so. But how come they're not taking me down when I say something like masks don't work and the vaccine is dangerous in certain circumstances and the election was not on the up and up? How come I can say all those things? Oh, and the virus came out of the Wuhan lab, right? I can say that. And Dr. Fauci's a liar. And he was funding gain-of-function research. How come I can say all those things? All of a sudden I can say them. Because it's too late. The cat's out of the bag. They got what they wanted out of it. Now you can say what you want. We got you to close your business. We got you to stay home for a year and a half. We got you to do these type of things. We got you to take the vaccines. We got you to wear the masks. We got Joe Biden into the White House. Now we don't care what you say. So go ahead and say it now. We won't oppress you. That's the game, folks. Now, I want to get into a little bit about this cocaine that was found at the White House, because this is unbelievable. When this report first surfaced, it said it came out of the East Wing of the White House in a cubicle. It was found. Then the story quickly changed to the West Wing. So which is it? You don't know where it was found? But let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say it's found at the West Wing. Well, let me tell you why this matters. Because now the narrative is, well, it can't be any of the Biden family because all of the family enters from the East Wing. So they wouldn't have the opportunity to put anything there. West Wing, we have a lot of guests. could be a foreign dignitary, hell, could be a Secret Service member. Now, in all fairness, I've heard a lot of people say it's probably Hunter Biden. Here's two reasons I don't think it was Hunter Biden. One is he doesn't snort cocaine. He smokes crack cocaine. Most people don't do both. His preference is to smoke crack. Number two, he was gone since Friday. That means it would have had to have been like there for 3 days. There's just no way. There's no way that that goes unnoticed for 3 days. Doesn't happen. No way. However, here's the alarming thing. How do you get that in there? Every single person, you say, oh, well, there's so many people who visit the White House. You can go in and visit yourself on tours. You're searched, folks. You're never out of eyeshot of a camera, and you're never out of eyeshot of a Secret Service agent. There's no way a visitor just from the street who's just touring the White House on a tourist put that there. No way, shape, or form. You will never convince me of it. And if you could, you'd have to show me the videotape, which you obviously have. Everyone who comes in there is videotaped. Show me that it was someone on a guided tour. Impossible. Didn't happen. It obviously is someone who is so advanced into the White House, they are not security checked. There are people who can go in and out of the White House, and they are not checked. I want to know who it was. Now, if it's a foreign dignitary, it's a foreign dignitary. Let us know. If you do not want to say their name, then at least clearly tell me, we looked at the video and we deduced that it was a foreign dignitary and appropriate steps will be taken, but we don't need to release his name. That's okay. I don't know if I believe you, but that's okay. But to say, we'll never find out. Gee, golly, there's just no way we would ever be able to find out who put cocaine in a cubbyhole in the White House. How would we ever find that out? Well, how would you find it out if it was a bomb? How would you find it out if it was anthrax? Huh? You're lying again. You can find out. And you know. You already know, by the way. You're just not going to tell us. And the reason you're not going to tell us is because we're not going to like the answer. But I can tell you this. I never, in my wildest dreams, ever thought. Now, did I think politicians might do drugs? Yes, we knew the Kennedys did. You know, Obama was smoking pot in the White House and stuff. You know that. But never in my wildest dreams did I honestly think that they would actually find cocaine hidden in the White House. I just didn't. Because they're not going to go through the top guys dresser drawers looking for. You're talking about a place in the White House that was accessible to anyone, pretty much. So again, I asked the question, what happens if it was anthrax? What happens if it was a bomb? You have no way of knowing who put it there? You're just going to say, found anthrax. No idea who put it there. Now I'm waiting for Karine Jean-Pierre to come out and say, that was probably there since the Trump administration. I'm really waiting for that because I really believe that that'll probably be her solution. Ah, that was probably there way back when Donald Trump was there and we just didn't clean that part. Yeah. You can't blame this on anyone except yourselves now. Why was that there? The American people need to know. There's illegal drugs in the White House. And everybody's saying, it's not funny. It's not remotely funny. While you're sitting here saying there's a war on drugs, we're waging a war on drugs, and we're serious about fentanyl, and we're serious about taking care of the drug problems. We have to take care of the drug problems. There's cocaine in the White House! And you expect anyone to take anything you say seriously ever again, ever? When you literally throw up your hands and say, we'll never know. Could be anybody. It could be. Well, then I suggest, if it could be anybody, that you screen the people that come to the White House a hell of a lot better. Because quite obviously, this could have just as easily been anthrax. So what do we do now? We clearly have a president who is compromised. We clearly have a president who was selling himself to enrich his son and his family. We have cocaine in the White House. We have press secretaries who are basically admitting we are attempting to strong-arm social media to only broadcast our narrative to brainwash the people into thinking everything we say is true and not allowing any opposing voices. Well, luckily, we have one thing that came to an end. The Supreme Court is not going to overturn this decision. Anyone who thinks the Supreme Court is going to overturn this decision is bug-eyed crazy, because this is just as unconstitutional as it can possibly be. The news media, of which Facebook is one, to be honest with you, Twitter too, the media as a whole has to be free to say what they want to say. Of course you're held to some standards. You can't come out and say somebody did something, you know, like, I get why Fox was sued, because some people literally said Dominion voting machines were rigged and they didn't have the evidence, and that is actionable. But if they had got out there and said, in my opinion, something's wrong with the Dominion voting machines because I don't believe Joe Biden got this many votes, that's not actionable, because that's their opinion. So the news is held to a higher standard. Okay, well, then in that case, Donald Trump can sue CNN. They reported that he was a Russian asset. That's what they said. And all the while, they knew it wasn't true. If you think that controlling the media is not important, let me lay this fact on you. 1 in 6 voters who voted for Joe Biden in the 2020 election said that if they knew the Hunter Biden laptop was actually real, they would not have voted for Joe Biden. Now, let's just say none of them would have voted for Trump either. Let's just say 1 in 6 just stayed home and said, I'm not voting for either of these idiots. Trump would have won. That's right. Hear me clearly. If 1 in 6 Biden voters stayed home, which the poll says 1 in 6 said that's what they would have done if not vote for Trump, Donald Trump would be the president. So the lie that the FBI perpetrated and that social media helped to propagate, that it was in fact Russian disinformation and not real, gave Joe Biden the White House. Because had they been factual and said, yeah, this is in fact Joe Biden's son's laptop, this is Hunter's laptop, the FBI has verified it, that's the job of the news media. The job of the news media is to say, well, we went to the FBI and we're pressing them for answers. Is it real? Is he really under investigation? The American people need to know. We have a president running for office right now, a man running for the presidency of the United States, who could be compromised. You need to tell the truth. Is this Hunter Biden's laptop, yes or no? Did they do that? No, they didn't. They all got together and said, here's the narrative. It's not real. It's Russian disinformation. Everyone say that. Otherwise, Joe might lose. You don't get the right to do that. The American people have the right to understand who they're voting for. And if you have horrible information about one of them, you have to reveal it. That would be like the prosecuting attorney finding out, holy shit, there's a video that exists that shows that the man I'm prosecuting really wasn't at the scene of the crime. I think I'll just withhold that. Do you know what would happen if they found out that that man withheld that evidence? Cave in on his head. He would never work in any law field again ever, and he would probably be in jail for a substantial length of time. A substantial length of time. You cannot withhold exculpatory evidence. That's what the FBI did, except it wasn't exculpatory. They withheld evidence that would have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that Joe Biden was compromised. And they all got together with social media and they all got together with the news media and said, this is our official narrative. Anybody who sways from this narrative, the wrath of the DOJ coming down on your ass. So Mark Zuckerberg, whoever the hell at the time was running Twitter, whether it was Dorsey or whoever, you better get your ducks in a row. unless you want to be audited by the federal government for the rest of your life. And they all said, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, we'll do your bidding. And that's what the news media did, too. And in doing so, they handed Joe Biden the election. This is not me speculating. The facts are the facts. 1 in 6 voters said, had they known Hunter Biden's laptop was authentic, they would have not voted for Joe Biden. Take 1 in 6 votes away from Joe Biden, and Donald Trump is the president. You changed the results of an election. And you did it by withholding vital information. That's how important this is. That's why the Biden administration is fighting to appeal this. Right? That's why. If you weren't doing it to begin with, why are you appealing it? If someone said to me, we have a new rule in your town, you can't mow the grass at midnight. No mowing the grass at midnight. I'd say, what do I care? I never mow the grass at midnight. Doesn't affect me. I don't care if that's the rule. I wouldn't say, I'm appealing that. I'm appealing it immediately. I'm taking it to the Supreme Court of the United States. I'll mow my lawn whenever I want to. What do I care? I don't do it anyway, right? So what do they care? If they're not colluding with the media, why are you trying to overturn this? Why aren't you just saying, well, that's fine. We don't do that. Because you're liars. And you got caught. You got caught red-handed. And I got news for you. You perpetrated a fraud on the American people with the COVID restrictions. Not the disease itself. Not the virus itself. The virus was real. It killed a lot of people. But these restrictions that you placed were arbitrary. And now we know it. Now we know that the masks were virtually worthless. Now we know that social distancing was completely arbitrary. Even the CDC said it. And now we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the vaccine was never going to stop you from getting COVID nor spreading it, as stated by Joe Biden himself personally. But that was the narrative. Now we know this virus, 99% sure it came out of the Wuhan lab. 2.5 years ago, you'd been thrown off social media for saying it. Now we know the Hunter Biden laptop's real. 2 years ago, you'd been thrown off social media for saying it. So Fox News gets slammed because they lied about Dominion. Where's people slamming them lying about the masks? Where's people slamming them lying about the vaccines? Where's the people slamming them lying about Hunter Biden's laptop or Donald Trump's Russian collusion? Huh? Checkers are never wrong if they don't check their own facts. They only check yours. And when they put up that gray screen that says this is proven to be factually incorrect, nobody clicks that to say why. So if there's one little thing that's wrong in it, it wasn't at 12:15, it was at 12:16. Doesn't make the story less true. It just makes the appearance that the story isn't true. 2020 was a complete overthrow of our freedom. I'm going to say this boldly and loudly. I do not believe Joe Biden won this election, and I have evidence to back it up, at least fairly. I do not believe he fairly won this election. My evidence is as follows. Several states changed the law, the voting laws, arbitrarily and without going to the proper judges to do it, which is unconstitutional, as I proved, because these states that did that have now changed it back, admitting it was unconstitutional. So that's a given that they did that. Secondly, the FBI withheld, and so did media, social media, and our news media, withheld vital information that the American public needed to make an educated vote. So in both ways, this election was not clean. This election was sullied. And then when anyone says, well, truthfully, Donald Trump should have won, you're one of those nuts. No, I'm not one of those nuts. You're one of those nuts. You're one of those nuts who believe every single thing you hear because you're not smart enough to realize they're only giving you the information they want you to hear. See, most people, they don't want to hear any more than what's on their TV or on their social media. They don't want to think, maybe I'm being lied to. There's just a nice guy on television saying, if you take the vaccine, you'll never get COVID. And you're like, oh, that sounds good. pack the kids in the car, honey. We're all getting vaccinated, and then we can go out and do whatever we want, and then you get COVID anyway. Because you listened, instead of logically saying, well, no, wait a minute. How do you know that? This thing hasn't even been long enough to be tested. We have no way of knowing. And we probably won't know for years what effect this has on our bodies. So it's my choice whether I want to or not. No, you can't say that. You can't say, well, wait a minute, I don't want my children taught this in school. I don't think this is proper. Oh, no, you can't say that. Hell, the President of the United States cannot even say, go peacefully, but make your voices heard without being told that's a dog whistle for burn down the Capitol and we're having an insurrection. But when Maxine Waters says, if you see any Trump supporters at a restaurant, at a mall, at a shopping center, you get out of your car and you tell them they're not welcome here. You chase them away and you tell them we don't want you here. And when you're confronted with that, you say, oh, well, that wasn't talking about violence. That she just meant make your voice heard. Oh, so when you directly say confront someone, it means don't confront someone. When you say be peaceful, it means be violent. This is the world that the left live in. Live in a world where if you say, I don't think the vaccine is safe, or I don't think masks are actually going to work, you're a science denier. But if you say a man with a beard who claims to be a woman is really a man, you're wrong, because that's not denying science, right? See, that's the world we live in now. We live in an upside-down, backwards universe that the left arbitrarily wants to change into whatever rules they want. As I said earlier in the show, it's like sitting down and playing Monopoly where someone changes the rules every time they're losing, and that's what the left do. You're not going to win that game. So you have to stop them from being allowed to change those rules arbitrarily whenever they're losing. That's what's happening now. That's why this is a big deal. Yes, this judge was a Trump appointee, but the Supreme Court is not overruling this. They are not going to be able to control the media for this election. The truth is going to out now. And it's already outing. The same people who are saying Hunter Biden's laptop is phony are now saying, this doesn't look too good, does it? I don't think Joe had anything to do with it, but apparently Hunter is not a very nice guy. Oh, really? You knew that all along, you phony baloney, you liars. Withhold the evidence from the American people. Don't let them know this, or they may not vote the way we want them to vote. It's like selling a timeshare. That's what the left are. They're timeshare salesmen. They don't tell you everything, so it all sounds good until you sign your name, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, you didn't read the fine print, and you got to do this and that and that and this and that, and you're like, oh, shit, I'm stuck. Well, that's the same way with them in the vote. Oh, everything's going to be wonderful, and you're going to get this and that and this, and nothing's wrong, and then the minute you vote, it's, oh, well, you know, all that stuff you heard, that was really true. Turns out that was true. That's where we're at now, folks. Fortunately, this judge may have changed the game. When the Supreme Court refuses to shut down this or reverse this decision, still going to try, because their best friends are the people on Facebook, not Twitter anymore maybe, but Facebook. Facebook's still going to try it. But they're going to be watched, so they're going to have to be careful. As far as this cocaine thing is concerned, I know a lot of people are saying it's just a distraction. It's not a big deal. No, it's a very big deal. I want to know who brought cocaine into the White House and left it. And here's the reason I want to know. Because this is supposed to be the most secure house in the United States of America. No one should be able to go in and out of there and even drop a gum wrapper on the floor without someone saying, we have evidence that you dropped a gum wrapper on the floor. And if you expect me to believe that someone went in there, in the West Wing, came in a cubbyhole, and you don't have it on video or no one's seen it, I don't believe you. Not unless it happened and then you found it within minutes. And if that's the case, then you damn sure know who put it there. Again, do I think it was Hunter Biden? I don't. Because he wasn't there. And when he was there, it would have had to have been there for 2 or 3 days. And there's no way it's staying there 2 or 3 days. There's no way. But was it put there for someone's benefit? Who knows? See, that's the whole thing. Who knows? Maybe a dignitary was coming into the White House and saying, oh, well, I got a little cocaine in my pocket. I'll just shove it in here and pick it up when I leave, and then didn't pick it up when they left. I don't know. But what I do know is we have the right to know. It shouldn't be, oh, well, isn't that funny? There was cocaine at the White House. We don't know who put it there. It's such a wacky thing. No, it's not wacky. I want someone to come out and say, we are going to find out who put that there. And they're going to go to jail for a damn long time. Because that could have been anthrax. That could have been a bomb. That could have been anything. And we take this very seriously. Instead, when Joe Biden asks, he just laughs. Yeah, it's real funny, Joe. The White House. That's what you've done. The White House is apparently now a cocaine parlor. Isn't that nice? Isn't that the way you want it? All around the world, people say, hey, they found cocaine at the White House. And when Joe Biden was asked, instead of saying, this is an outrage. See, that's what I want my president to do. I want my president to say, this is an outrage. The sanctity of the White House should not be vilified with this nonsense. And I'm outraged and I'm disgusted. And we're going to find the person who did it. Care what it takes to do it. We will. Is that what he did? No. You know what he did? Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, it's not funny. We're the laughing stock of the world. And you think it's funny. Well, I don't think it's funny. The American people are owed the answers to how cocaine got there. Was it put there for someone? If not, who was it put there by? Why did they get through security with it? How did they get through security with it? Who exactly was it? I want the Republican Party to demand those answers. And if it turns out it's some foreign dignitary that the Republicans and the Democrats can both not reveal the name of, but mutually agree, yeah, we saw the footage, and it's him, then I'll accept that. If Jim Jordan says, look, we saw the footage, and it is a foreign dignitary, and we're not going to embarrass him by saying who did it, but we know. Okay, well, then that foreign dignitary should never be allowed at the White House again, ever. But if the Republican Party does not demand to know the answers to why there's cocaine in the White House, then I don't ever want to hear that Donald Trump had no dignity in the White House because he served hamburgers. He served hamburgers to a baseball team from McDonald's or a football team below the dignity of the White House, but it's okay for cocaine. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But what makes it more unbelievable is the amount of people who say, it's not that big of a deal. No, it's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. And so is this media manipulation. You've got the Biden administration running scared now, boy. We'll go to the Supreme Court. I thought you hated the Supreme Court. I thought the Supreme Court, according to AOC and her like, were a bunch of whatever that you can't trust. Oh, we need term limits. We need to stack the courts. The Supreme Court's terrible. The Supreme Court's this and that and the other thing because they shot down affirmative action. Well, I got news for you. Yes, some good things came out of affirmative action. Of course it did early on. Early on, when you were just trying to even the playing field, affirmative action was fine. But then it wasn't evening the playing field anymore. When Harvard clearly shows a chart that says, if you got this score, here is your percentage of possibly getting into Harvard. If you're Asian, 8%. If you're white, 9%. If you're black, 60%. That's not fair. It's all supposed to be even. It has nothing to do with finance. It has to do with your aptitude. Now, if you're telling me a black guy and a white guy got the same score and we took the black guy, fine. Fine. Telling me an Asian guy scored 10 points higher than a white guy or 10 points higher than a black guy and I'm taking the white or the black guy, that's not fair. And that in itself is racism. So when affirmative action became racist, it needs to go. It was only supposed to even the playing field. It wasn't supposed to totally change who was discriminated against. I admit that there was discrimination against the African-American community for a long time. Even the playing field then. I'm all for that. Where do I sign? But you don't even the playing field by tipping it over in the other direction and then just changing the victim. And that's exactly what you did. You changed the victim and called it fair. So I don't want to hear about the Supreme Court being racist because they shot that down. It should have been shot down because you used it in a way it shouldn't be used. The actual affirmative action itself, had it been used in the proper manner, I'm all for it. And I'll bet you the Supreme Court would have been all for it too. But that's not what you used it for. And when clearly we see that you've just picked a different set of victims, that's not fair. You see, if somebody had a club and they said, okay, well, you know what? There's no African-Americans allowed here. There's no African-Americans allowed on our golf, in our golf club. And, powers that be said this is racist. You're right, it is. So then if they said you have to allow equal amounts, and they said, okay, here's how we're going to do this. If you're black, 90% chance you're getting in. If you're Asian, 5%, and if you're white, 5%. Well, that's not fair. It's supposed to be everyone has an equal chance. You didn't correct anything. You just changed who the victims were. So now it's a black golf club that discriminates against whites and Asians rather than a white golf club who discriminates against blacks. What's the difference? It's still discrimination. So that's why that was shot down, folks. I don't want to hear any different either. That's the truth. We saw the actual percentages from Harvard. And oh, lo and behold, those percentages were the exact same year after year after year after year, which meant it was the blueprint. It wasn't like this year it was 46%, next year it's 51%. No, it was always the same percentage. That means they went on we need a black guy. We need a African-American there. You can't do that. That's nonsense. And I agree, drain the swamp. Drain the swamp. And that means Republicans, too. I know there's a lot of people listening to this show that's Republicans. I got a newsflash for you. You got to drain that swamp. Clean your own house up before you worry about the next-door neighbor's house. Well, the next-door neighbor's house is the Democrats. Our house is the Republicans and the conservatives. Clean the damn house. Get rid of these people. They're worthless. You Mitch McConnells are worthless. The Mitt Romneys are worthless. The Liz Cheneys are worthless. Get rid of them. But at least there was some good news today because the shenanigans with the controlling the media, that's over, folks. That's over. It was proven by the very fact that they're trying to appeal, they're basically admitting guilt. Let's hope this continues.